some strategies to help with, you know, difficulties with flexibility of thought. Obviously, the picture timetables that I'm sure many of you have seen. Just a couple of examples of the ones we use at school. One with the pictures and the words. And some children at Fremantle don't need the pictures, so they may just be using the words. And children in mainstream also using these kind of symbols. Just to take away, you know, the unpredictability of the day, to know what's coming up, when your lunch is, when you're going to go home. We all like to know that, don't we? And, you know, take them off and you can see it, you know. You can see your day going and what's coming up. And even if there are things that you don't like, at least you know where they are. You can't spend all day worrying, when are we going to do, you know, whatever. And we use this little whoops symbol because obviously unavoidable changes do happen. So if something happens and you haven't been able to prepare the children for it, we have a little whoops. So, oh dear, you know, we can't do that because, but you know, we're going to do this instead. So the whoops symbol is quite, once we've used it a few times, they begin to understand that whoops means, you know, we were going to do that but we can't. So that's a nice little addition. There are also different sort of styles of visual prompts. Sometimes, you know, organisational ones. This one says get coat, get reading folder, line up. Because those sort of organisational things, you know, some of the children in mainstream are so difficult, such a busy time, and all the children are, you know, going around trying to do all these things, and they're bless them, sort of, you know, where am I, what am I doing? So, you know, sometimes in schools they might have this by their peg. So they go step and they get their coat and they sort of pull it down when they've got it. Also quite good for encouraging independence and making them less dependent on verbal prompts. Quite often in centre class teachers, you know, if they seem to be not knowing what they're doing, refer them back to this rather than telling them the next day. So they're taking sort of responsibility for their own organisation a bit more and actually going through the little sequence. And those can be quite useful on the early bird course season for a getting up sequence and going to be got on here for changing for PE. It's another tricky time, isn't it? So, you know, which order do I do things in? You know, one little boy's got one. It's just literally drawings. But his teacher was saying, since he's had that, he can change for PE. It's not that he can't do it. It's just, you know, his organisational skills are such that he can't coordinate himself to do it. He's got the skills. And giving him that little visual prompt and remembering that even our very verbal children do need visual prompts. You know, it's not just for children with less verbal skills. This is a nice one that we use at school. Have a guess. Obviously, first of all, we have to teach them what each of these voices are, because and the way we would do that is just make it into a game with a bag of objects and pass the object around, set the wheel, and obviously we'd do it first, and then they'd go around the table and all practice doing it in there. This is what a whispering voice is, you know, and then your playground voice, and practice doing it. So, and they, because they quite like this, you know, and particularly if we forget to reset it, you know, and they'll catch you out. But you know, it says classroom voice. And I saw another one. It's like a sort of thermometer, and they have a little arrow that goes. So at the top is very loud, and the bottom is very quiet. And you sort of set your little arrow on the thermometer for how loud you're allowed to be on that particular occasion. Another nice visual prompt, actually, a little boy who was terribly anxious that he had packed his school bag, and he had to keep going back and checking it to make sure he had his lunchbox and his homework. And he had, I thought I'd got everything out, and I'm going to have to rummage. It's like a little treasury tag symbol. Wrong symbol on here, but he had a little treasury on his school bag on a key ring with lunchbox, reading folder, you know, whatever else. And so he could check it off. When he put them in, he'd turn it over. And because he'd done that, he was happy that they were in there, and he didn't have to keep going back to his... No, because he'd actually... he'd done that system. He had it in his mind that they were in the bag because I put them in and I checked them off, you know. Sometimes maybe a whiteboard marker, just making a mark through it, and then you can rub it off and reuse it. But that helped him not to have to keep going back and checking his bag because he knew it was packed. It's like one if you turn the iron off, isn't it, when you can go out and you convince yourself that you haven't turned the iron off. Yes. And this one actually we use at school for... We have a lot of these in the staff room, so if you're on duty, you take one out in your pocket. Yeah. And for our children who can't able to communicate so well, we can ask them, you know, do you want to swing? Do you want help? Bike? You know, and the crucial one, different colour, you're waiting. Because there aren't enough bikes. No. It's someone leaning against a wall, I think, looking at their watch. but the fact that, I mean, that's why you colour coded it, because it's a bit subtle, really. So the yellow one is sort of a command rather than a request, but those are quite useful. So lots of visual strategies are very, very useful. Advanced warning of change, visually supported, you know, where possible. Allowing time for special interests if practical, and it depends what the special interests are, whether it's practical within the situation or not. and asking teachers to be aware that difficulty with literal interpretation may cause confusion. And, you know, it's that one of those sort of subtle things that you may not even realise. That lovely little chap that I see in one school, and his mum sent him a little sort of stress ball and a key ring because he used to find it really hard to sit at carpet time. So if he had this little stress ball, he could, you know, he could sit still. But it was on a key ring, and this particular day I was observing him, he was swinging it around his head, which wasn't terrible. Yeah. And his support assistant was great. She wrote him a little note, which I thought, oh, fantastic idea. She didn't interrupt carpet time, make a big scene. She just wrote, "In your lap, please," on this little note. And I thought, oh, what wonderful, you know. And I was really surprised because he was still swinging it around his head. And at the end of carpet time, bless him, he came up to her and he said, "Why did you want me to put this piece of paper in my lap?" Because she hadn't, you know, she'd just written it. So he sat there with the piece of paper in his lap, still swinging the paper out of his head. Bless him. It was so silly. And when she told him, oh, he suddenly wrote OK underneath the... But, you know, but those kind of things, you know, really sort of stuff. But if you understand that that's maybe a problem, then you'd make it much easier.